And now, Don Blackwell.
In today's program, we're going to be discussing a very controversial topic. That is the subject of murder. We hope that you'll get your Bible and join in with us for this study. Since the beginning of time, there have been certain aspects of God's law that have changed. For instance, the Sabbath day was kept during the Old Testament, but now that's not the case. There were certain meats that were considered unclean to the Jews, but now we're free to eat them. The practice of circumcision that was once required of God's people is no longer binding upon man. But then there are certain moral principles, certain constants with God, that have been that way since the beginning. One example is the subject in today's lesson, and that is the sin of murder. You see, since the beginning of time, murder has stood condemned by God. In fact, one of the first sins that we read about in the Bible is the sin of murder. Genesis chapter 4, we read about the murder that took place between Cain and Abel. Cain murdered his brother Abel. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 8 says, "It came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him." Well, time passes in the Bible, and we move from the patriarchal age to the Mosaic age. Still, we find that the sin of murder is wrong. Number 7 of the Ten Commandments was, "Thou shalt not kill." In the days of the kings, the proverb writer wrote in Proverbs chapter 6, "These 6 things does the Lord hate, yes, 7 are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood." We come to the New Testament, and Jesus again tells us that murder is wrong. Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 and 22. So friends, from one end of the Bible to the other, murder has been condemned as being wrong. And yet, isn't it interesting how our Lord died? The Bible tells us that He was murdered. Proverbs chapter 6 says that the shedding of innocent blood was an abomination before God. And yet, the completely innocent Son of God was put to death by murder by the creatures that He forbade to commit this crime. The first point in today's lesson is, what is murder? The dictionary definition, according to Webster's Dictionary, says, "Murder is to kill a person unlawfully and with malice." And that's the definition that I want us to use. It is unlawful killing. Now, it's also good to know the Greek word that we're talking about here, since the New Testament was written originally in Greek. In Matthew chapter 19 and verse 18, Jesus told the rich young ruler, "You shall not murder." The definition of that Greek word that is translated as murder in this passage means to kill, to slay, or to murder. So, we're not talking about some deep, complicated subject. It's something that we can all understand. We all understand what it means to murder someone. We're talking about taking someone's life or being responsible for the taking of someone's life. And the Bible has many examples of those who were guilty of murder. We already mentioned that one of the first sins in the Bible is that of murder. Genesis chapter 4, Cain and Abel. King David was responsible for committing the crime of murder when he took the life of Uriah the Hittite in 2 Samuel chapter 11. In the New Testament, Barabbas, the man who the Jews chose to release instead of Jesus, we're told about him, who for a certain sedition made in the city and for murder was cast into prison, Luke 23 and 19. And very interesting, in John chapter 8 and verse 44, Christ describes Satan by saying that he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. So I think that we're dealing with a subject that is not that difficult to understand. But the controversy comes when we begin to talk about issues such as abortion and issues such as suicide. Some people have difficulty deciding how they feel about these issues. But friends, it's really not important what we feel about these issues. What really matters is what the Lord says about these issues. First, let's talk about abortion. In 1973, the Supreme Court of the United States made a decision that legalized abortion in the United States of America. It is perhaps the most shameful date in American history. And since that time, about 40 million abortions have taken place. We average over 3,000 abortions per day in the United States of America. I've read that 58,000 people died in the 11-year Vietnam War, but nearly twice that many babies die in 1 year in the U.S. by the cause of abortion. Now the question is abortion murder? Is abortion an unlawful taking of human life? Friends, have no doubt about it. Abortion is the unlawful taking of human life. Now, it may not be unlawful as far as the government is concerned, but it is unlawful as far as God is concerned. Once again, Proverbs chapter 6 says, God hates the shedding of innocent blood. Now you tell me, what blood could be more innocent than that of an unborn baby? Now some people will argue, well, it's not alive. It's not yet alive. Friends, the Lord said about the prophet Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, He said, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. That sounds like a life. It sounds like an individual being described, and no doubt it is. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 44, the Bible says about John the Baptist that while he was still in his mother's womb, the Bible says that the babe leaped for joy. Now, does that sound like some lifeless mass to you? Friends, it certainly does not to me. And besides, if it's not living, then why not leave it alone? The point is, it is living. It is alive. And to destroy it is to commit murder. Friends, there's no doubt about it. Abortion is murder. It is the unlawful taking of an innocent human life. And it particularly fits definition number 2 of murder. The second definition says to kill inhumanely and indicates in a barbaric manner. That certainly fits the description of an abortion. But what about suicide? Some people would think that suicide is not murder. What about that question? Is suicide murder? And the answer is yes. It is the unlawful taking of a human life. Now, it's true that it is self-murder, but still, it is the unauthorized killing of a human life made in the image of God. Friends, you see, murder is not wrong simply because the other person doesn't want you to do it. That's not what makes murder wrong. Murder is wrong because God forbids it. So, that being the case, all that the Bible says forbidding murder also forbids suicide. And you know, one of the saddest things about suicide is that it is a sin that you may never get a chance to repent of. If a person commits suicide and doesn't live long enough to make their life right, then that individual will go into eternity in a state in which they are lost. Here's the second point in our lesson. What murder is not? What murder is not? Remember, the definition of murder is unlawful killing. But the fact of the matter is that not all killing is unlawful. Now let's discuss some issues. What about capital punishment? What about punishing a person by death for a very serious crime that they may have committed, perhaps taking the life of another individual? Does the government have the right to enact capital punishment? Now, this is something that has been hotly debated in many places. And I know that when someone is executed, very frequently you have people standing outside with signs protesting this. And some people argue, the Bible says that you should not kill. Friends, it's true that the Bible forbids unlawful killing, the shedding of innocent blood. But what if that person is not innocent? Can the government put that person to death for his crime? The answer that the Bible gives is yes. During the patriarchal age, God told Noah, "Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed, for he is created in the image of God." Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6. Under the law of Moses, God said, "And he who strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death." Exodus 21 and verse 15. Numbers 35 and 17 says, "If a man strikes him with a stone in the hand by which one could die, and he does die, he is a murderer, and the murderer shall surely be put to death." Friends, the fact is, the death penalty was the punishment for many crimes under the law of Moses, and this was the penalty commanded by God. Under the Christian dispensation, the Bible tells us, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment upon themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good things, but to evil." Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same, for he is God's minister for good. But if you do evil, be afraid. Now listen to the text. "For he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil." Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 4.